Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sunday evening. Welcome to Average Joe. This is Average Joe. Man, what a day I've had and what a week we've had. I won't go into all the details. We've only got 30 minutes for the show. Thank you all for listening in today. And if you're listening to the recording, thanks for doing that too. excuse me, I've got froggy throat today, so I apologize for that ahead of time. If you want to call in, the number is 914-219-0884. And if you just got a comment, you can always just email me at averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. There's no E on the end of that, Joe. This is Average Joe. I don't know much about anything, but I do know a little bit about a lot of things. And today we're going to be talking about, the title of the show is Cut the Cord. And what we're talking about is cutting the cord as far as cable TV. I'm not necessarily advocating that you cut your, not use cable TV. It's definitely a good, or can be a good service, but it's certainly not for everyone. And there's lots of people that are dropping off as customers because there's a lot of alternatives these days. Back in the day, excuse me, when I was growing up, as a kid, I never even heard of cable TV. But interestingly enough, cable TV's been around since 1948. I was really surprised when I researched that, and that's pretty consistent information. I'm pretty convinced that that's accurate. The purpose of cable TV in the beginning was really because remote areas and especially mountainous areas couldn't receive normal broadcast stations reception very well because, the mountains or buildings or something else was blocking the signal. So they would simply, someone would build a tower with a really tall antenna, and they would bring that signal in, and they would amplify it and send it out to many users. Now, I think, I know that's the case, but, when I was thinking about it, a lot of the cable TV was around even when I was a kid that I didn't really think about, because if you think about, like, hospitals and hotels and things like that, they had a similar system. It was just on a smaller scale, all inside a building. It had like one antenna or, ever how many antennas, but it was a common feed for all the rooms in the hotel or the hospital or whatever. But as I was saying, when I was a kid, we had broadcast TV. I did live close to the Charlotte area in the first part of my youth. And we had a pretty good channel selection because of being closer to a bigger city. But then later on in my childhood, we moved down to Brunswick County, which didn't have quite so many selections. As a matter of fact, we had three channels. We had an ABC channel, an NBC channel, and we had a PBS channel. And the PBS was not very clear, so my Sesame Street and my electric company was not very good quality. But anyway, if you want to call in again, 914-219-0884. Be glad to hear from you and glad to get your input on this. So as I was saying, cable TV was invented or came around in 1948. It kind of showed up simultaneously in Arkansas, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. The inventor was John Watson in Mahoney City, Pennsylvania. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. And so I guess you could say Pennsylvania was the location of invention of cable TV. But apparently it showed up in Arkansas and Oregon about the same time. And then in the 60s and 70s, it expanded into bigger cities and major metro areas. I even remember, I think when my brother first moved into the city of Charlotte, them having cable and having HBO, and you could have R-rated movies, and that was just like, wow, are you kidding me? To have movies that were not censored, so that was kind of cool. But cable TV has been using a similar technology all these years. Most of its history was on a coax cable, which is, you've seen the black round cable coming into your house, and it would just come from a head in where they would have multiple receivers and satellite dishes or antennas that would receive the different networks, and then they would modulate it onto a particular channel to be fed out into the cable system. And then a lot of, and when I say modulate, it would convert it into channel 3, channel 4, channel 5, channel 6, et cetera. And it would incorporate the video and the audio into one feed, unlike, say, for example, your VCR or your DVD player before HDMI came along. You had a separate video, a separate right channel audio, a separate left channel audio. So it put it on an RF signal, essentially, just like radio, and just like the RF signal you get from your regular TV. Again, the number, if you want to call in, is 914-219-0884. Now, in a lot of the major metro areas, there's fiber optic, which a lot of cable's coming in on now, too. So that brings the technology even crisper and clearer. But aside from all that, I think the big, in the title of this show is Cut the Cord. The main motivator one of my regular listeners, Jim, has given me some show ideas before, had mentioned about, he said, hey, what about this? And I got to thinking about it. I thought, well, cable TV is something I do know about because I've worked for a few cable companies in different roles. And so I could probably do a pretty good job at giving you some history and some pros and cons. back, I guess, in the late 70s, early 80s, somewhere around that time, came the VCR. And once we got the VCR, we started having some options. In other words, we were no longer dictated as to when we could watch a particular show or content on TV. We could record it and watch it whenever we wanted to. So if you were gone, you work during the day and say you want to watch a soap opera, you could have the timer set to record your favorite soap opera or other TV or show. Or if there's a show that comes on in the middle of the night that you normally wouldn't stay up for, you could set the timer and record it and watch it anytime you want. So that gave us some options, right there. And plus, you could also buy or rent movies to watch on your VCR, so you were no longer tied to the normal TV stations. And then around that same time, there's my frog. Around the same time, there was also satellite TV, most people couldn't afford it because it required a big, huge dish about the size of a flying saucer. Back in those days, it was analog, and you had to have this big, huge dish in your yard, and it actually had to be able to move to the different satellites. But still, with that said, it would cost you a few thousand dollars probably, but if you could afford it, you had that option. So, that technology's been around for a while. And then eventually came along companies like DirecTV and Dish Network that actually compressed everything down to a digital signal, and you could use one small little dish on your house and or on a pole out in the yard, whatever. And they would also, you didn't necessarily have to buy the equipment, and if you did, it was cheap, relatively so, compared to the big, huge flying saucer in your yard. excuse me. So we had the so now there gives us more options. I mean, you can watch satellite. Now, a lot of that was kind of like bootleg. In other words, you could pick up stuff that wasn't encrypted in any way, and you were actually watching content that you may or may not supposed to be watching. And again, this is with the big flying saucer in your yard. 914-219-0884 is the number to call if you want to come in, join in. So we had some more options with VCRs, and then came along DVDs. DVDs is, you know, pretty much the same options, but, you know, we had better quality. You know, we had digital quality. We've got Blu-ray now, which is even better quality, and you can get more on one disc. So, you know, if you're one that likes to collect movies, like many people do, we collect movies, you could now... have you didn't take up so much space to store all your movies. One thing too about VCRs and videotape has a shelf life of about 10 years until the oxide on the tape starts to separate and the signal or the quality will start to degrade. But with that said, I mean, I've got tapes that are over 20 years old that still work, but just, you know, the quality's not there. I mean, you can definitely tell if you pull an old tape off the shelf. 914-219-0884. So what I wanted to – I'm basically giving you more of a history lesson on cable right now and kind of how we've evolved through the technology. But when I was first working for a cable company back in the 80s, you could get a basic cable package, and it was just a little box on your TV, and you had no remote. You just had to push buttons. It was almost like piano key buttons. You had to push, change the channels. But if I remember correctly, the basic package was like $12. And then I'm trying to remember, and this is all memory, but it didn't take long before cable was up, you know, probably into the 90s until it was like you were paying $50 for cable. And back then I thought that was outrageous to be paying $50 for TV. I mean, you know, for a sorry, I'm getting distracted here. But anyway, I just thought that was outrageous. I have a package where I get my internet service, telephone service, and my cable TV, and it's like $170. And that is just crazy. But man, I'm getting a warning that we got 90 seconds till the show's over. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if it's got to do with the time change or not. If the show does end, I apologize. We may have to redo this show next week. But I'm going to keep talking until we get cut off or whichever comes first. Thank you, Scott, for joining us. I see you there. The show could end at any moment. Anyway, so now talk about being under pressure. So that's kind of like the motivator, I think, that a lot of people are jumping off a cable because they're streaming, and then they have other options, you know, satellite dish and all that. But streaming especially, you know, with YouTube and Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and Sling TV and Philo TV, PlayStation View, HBO Now, Pluto TV, which is actually free. There's just so many options. So, you know, people are jumping off. I guess we're going to stay on the air here. It's telling me 10 seconds. Oh, man. Man, Hustetler, if you're there, I've got a friend of mine that's listening in. It's like the first show he's got to listen to, and now it's going to cut us off short. We're only like 15 minutes in. So I'm all frazzled. Anyway, with the streaming services we've got, I mean, I've been using Netflix for a while. We started using Netflix when it was less than $10 a month, and you got an endless selection of stuff to watch, and you can watch it when you want to. And now that they're big time, they're actually got their own content. So Hustetler, I think, wants to speak here. I hope you don't mind me letting everybody know who he is. Hello, Hustetler.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you for calling in. I don't know if we're going to...
I don't know. It's like a time crunch here, but I feel your pain on the escalating bills. No way around it.
Yeah. Oh, so far as the TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is the content, huh? I mean, the name of the show. I mean, like I was saying, I got kind of frazzled because my technology is kind of acting wacky here, and it told me I was about ready to end the show, but I think we're still on the air. It looks like we are.
Sounds good.
So anyway, yeah. So you say you feel our pain. Got to pay the bills. Do you currently have cable TV?
We do not. Used to be just a typical bill, like you say, and the way things happened, it became less and less doable. We're in an unusually good place for free TV, so we get a lot of channels through that, and we're pretty much resigned to the fact that's what we'll have from now on until things get better. As far as we're concerned, personally, that's just an inexcusably high bill.
Yeah, well, you know, Scott, he lives up in the mountains, so he's got kind of a good peak there to get some good signal. But you know, when we're camping, we always use our antenna in our trailer. We don't drag a cable around with us, and we don't have a satellite receiver, so we actually get, you know, digital TV too. And that was actually one item I haven't mentioned yet, is now that TV, regular on-air TV is digital, not only do you get a perfect quality signal, I mean, it's either there or it ain't. There's no in-between. There's no grainy or nothing. Yeah. And then plus you get multiple channels from one network. Most networks have like a weather channel, and then they might have an old MeTV that's got all the old TV shows.
Exactly. Well, we're totally content with that. But again, we may see more than typical people, but it fills the time.
How many channels do you think you get off the top of your head? Do you know?
I had to scan it last night because we're missing WSOC from Charlotte. Atmosphere messes with us occasionally. Had to rescan, and we had 34 channels available. But a lot of it's duplicate. We get multiple CBSs and multiple Big Threes and all that. But between that and the PBS, there's enough for us.
I'm sure that, you know, it really, if it wasn't for my job and the fact that I have to have a good internet service in my house, and then plus with my mom living in the house, she needs a good source of TV and something easy to operate, and that's one of the reasons we have cable TV. But, you know, otherwise, I'm sure I would be fine with digital on-air TV and, you know, a good DVD player and maybe some streaming, you know, with my Netflix. What else do you need? I mean, that's plenty.
Right.
And you can always stop off at the Red Box and pick up a movie if you need to.
Right.
So
the entertainment's there, the news is there, the radar's there, which is all I'm concerned with. But
yes,
we're just as happy as if we had good sense. We have good coverage.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, that's a good testament, and I'm pretty sure I'd feel the same way because I kind of, like I said, I kind of get a taste of it when I'm camping, you know, because we just have the antenna, and then we have a DVD player, and you know, when you're camping, you're supposed to be camping anyway. You don't need to be watching a whole lot of TV. Right. I mean, but if it's raining outside or, you know, super cold and you just don't want to be outside, I mean, it's always nice to have some TV to watch and, you know, cuddle up to a nice movie with the lady. So that's always cool. But anyway, you got anything else there, Stella?
Like I said, I came in late. First thing I heard was, if I may reiterate, somebody said something about $170 monthly bill. That's outrageous, but I think it's typical. I don't know that, but from people I talk with, that's not what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm currently paying, but that includes my high-speed internet service, which is a big chunk of that, and then also I'm compensated for that because that's something I have to have for work. But then, and then it also includes telephone, so it's a bundle, you know. So we don't have any premium channels. I mean, we've just got, you know, the basic service pretty much, and we've got, like I say, the phone and then the high speed internet. And what I was saying earlier when I first started, I used to work, one of the cable companies I worked for back in the 80s, a basic package, when you had the little converter box on top of your TV that just had the push buttons, you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
No remote. It was like $12.
Huh.
I mean, and I know $12 in 1978 is worth more than $12 now, but
I think so.
I mean, still, you know, I was paying over $200, and I just recently got things adjusted because the cable company, Time Warner Cable was actually bought out by Spectrum, and so when I got things ironed out with them that day, I was able to get it backed up about almost $50 a month, but, you know, I'm still paying almost $200.
Well, I keep forgetting, once you mention that, the fact that the telephone service is included, that's no small thing, because that's a big bill also.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a landline? Do you have a regular landline?
We do.
And may I ask, how much is your landline just by itself?
Well, no, it's nearly $100 each month. And
really?
It is.
Wow.
Lots of long distance, and I don't know if it's able to be premiumized or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I shouldn't be surprised because actually I have another landline because my mother lives in the apartment downstairs, and so she actually uses the phone through the cable company. But the other landline that I have is separately through the phone company. And I just paid the bill today, and it was $95. But that did include some long distance to Canada and stuff. So
I think that's where they get. If I may say, they. Because all of our traffic is long distance. Even if she were to call me at work, I actually have an out of county, out of area code number. So even local calls we make are long distance. So.
Really?
I think it's part of it.
Well, see, we got a package.
Happy to have communication.
And let me just remind any other listeners that you can still call in. We don't necessarily have to kick Huffstetler off just because you call in. We can have a group conversation here. 914-219-0884 is the number to call. We have a package with our phone that our landline that we can make all the long distance calls in the, I believe continental U.S. is included. There's no extra charge, but when you call to Canada, that it's an extra charge. It's not that much really, you know, but, still, it can add another, you know, $10 to the bill. Then the above average Joe is Canadian, and she occasionally likes to call her family, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, but anyway, so you know, all you folks are missing out not calling in. I mean, getting Hufstetler to call in on the show today is a special treat for everybody. Just you know, he's been trying to get in on the show ever since we've started it, and we have given him a special feed, a special bat phone feed, just to dial in today so he could listen to the show and participate. So,
well, thank you for saying that, but you're right. For a while, communication was not a given at our house, and. Now, you know, it's almost like what price too much. You know, it is getting, all the premium services are getting out of sight, in my opinion. But for a while, we had zero communication. So, you know, I hate to say they, but they kind of got you.
It's the man.
We need to speak to our people. So.
Yeah, back when we were using smoke signals, that was kind of rough.
Yeah, I'm about over that.
Yeah. Your blanket got all burned up, didn't it?
Don't forget the Green Acres pole.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We had a certain place in the cul-de-sac where we had signal, and that was it. And by George, you needed to be there day or night, all kinds of weather, if you wanted a signal. 75 feet from the house, but that's just a cell phone thing.
Yeah, I think Hufstetler does live near Hooterville. He lives in the North Carolina mountains.
No, baby, and, downtown Hooterville.
Oh, downtown Hooterville. Okay, well, at least he's upscale Hooterville. Downtown, but upscale. Anyway, well, again, Hufstetler, thanks for calling in, man.
Anytime, I enjoyed it. Glad I got through.
We've been talking about doing this for a while, so... so far as you're getting in on the show. And I know today has been kind of all over the place because I got distracted. I don't think this whole show is going to be archived because when it was doing the countdown, I think it actually cut off the recording, and I don't know why. I may have to do another test show this week just to see if that's going to happen again, and if it does, I'll be having to contact the blog talk radio people and see what's up with that.
Oh, yeah.
But, with that said, I mean, we've got a few more minutes. If anybody else wants to call in, it's 914-219-0884. If you want to email, if you just got a comment, you can email us at averagejoe@carolina.rr.com, and that Joe has no E on it, so averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. Love to hear your comments if you've got any, or, you know, feel free. Like I say, we still got a couple more minutes you can call in. And I, you know, be interesting. Hufstetler, have you ever used some streaming off-site, though, I believe. You've done some YouTube stuff and things like that, right?
Please define off-site.
Oh, well, like not at your house. Places that you've
service. Typically, that's the only internet we have is through Wi-Fi in town, correct?
Yeah. So you've got to use YouTube, and have you ever tried to use any of the other streaming services, you know, like Hulu or there's some of the there's like one that I found out about today is called Pluto TV, which is free.
It has a lot of channels, apparently, but there's a lot of advertisers. Of things I have not heard of.
No,
but
well,
that's not unusual,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, there's... One that we've used aside from Netflix and YouTube is we've used Amazon because we have Amazon Prime. You know, we pay that little extra $100 a year for Amazon, so we get free shipping. And included with that is we get some free music streaming and some free video streaming, and so we get some movies and some TV shows on Amazon. We don't use it a lot. But there's a couple of shows on there. One was called Z, which is a TV series with what's her name? My mind's drawing a blank. I guess I'll have to remember it. But anyway, Z is the name of the show. It was about